Blackstone Audio presents A Series of Catastrophes and Miracles, A True Story of Love, Science, and Cancer by Mary Elizabeth Williams. This book is read by the author.
For Debbie. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. I have tried throughout to present scientific facts and history as accurately as possible and to the best of my ability, albeit as someone with a decidedly unscientific background. For the narrative aspects, I have relied heavily on the notes, date books, and journals I kept, my medical records, and the stories I published throughout the experience. I've also depended on the very generous cooperation of many of the individuals who were present for and participated in the events depicted. I am exceedingly grateful to them for letting me interview them, for giving me access to their own journals and personal stories, and for helping me reconstruct many scenes and conversations. There are no composite characters here. Everyone within has a real-life counterpart. I have, however, changed names and identifying details of certain individuals to protect their privacy. I have also, in a few instances, condensed conversations and events, mostly involving doctor visits, that took place over more than one episode into single scenes for the sake of clarity. There is no doubt that everyone involved in this tale has his or her version of how it all went down. This is mine. Portions of the story have appeared in slightly different format, in Salon and in the New York Times. Spoiler, I lived. Chapter 1, Cancer Club Night. January 10th, 2012. It's a bad time for the phone to ring. Jeff is already down the hall at his caregiver group. Lucy and Bea are downstairs doing arts.